Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And Annalise Dressel of the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig joining me. Good afternoon to you, Annalise.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And you're very welcome to the programme. Let's get straight into questions from listeners. Tom, he is suffering from what he describes as cracks on his tongue. He said they look a little bit like mouth ulcers. He's tried putting Bongella, but it's not doing the trick. Would Annalise have any recommendations for him, please?
Okay, so it could be a couple of different things. Like there is a deficiency of a B vitamin that causes cracks and the tongue might look swollen, be a bit red. It's actually called glossitis is the name of the problem with the tongue. So I'd say the first thing to do is take a vitamin B supplement and see does that solve the issue. In the meantime, you could do something with the mouth called oil pulling. Now, this is great for anything. It's great for the health of the mouth overall. But if you have dry mouth, if you have Sjögren's syndrome, it's great for that. If you have thrush in the mouth, it's great for that. If you're prone to mouth ulcers, it's another good thing to do. So what you do is get a good quality oil. You can use olive oil from the kitchen. Coconut oil is brilliant because there is a substance in coconut oil as well that's very good for kind of cleansing and getting rid of yeasts and bacteria in the mouth. And you put about a tablespoon of the oil into your mouth and you literally swish it around your mouth for 5 or 10 minutes and then spit it out. It's something called oil pulling. And it is very good. It's just great for creating a good environment for healthy bacteria in the mouth. But it's lovely for moistening and softening the tissue in the mouth as well. So that could be something else to try. The next thing I'd say is if you've changed your toothpaste recently or started using a new mouthwash, maybe you're reacting to that. So take a look at that. And a lot of people, especially with mouth ulcers, Patricia, are allergic to the sodium lauryl sulfate, which is put into toothpastes and mouthwash products. So switching to a natural toothpaste without sodium lauryl sulfate in so many cases clears up recurrent mouth ulcers. And I know my own family, one of my nieces, if she uses even normal toothpaste for 1 or 2 nights in a row, she'll come out in mouth ulcers. So you can be very allergic to that. And then the final thing I would say possibly is that it might be maybe a little bit of reflux. So maybe at night time you're having some acid that's coming up from the stomach and it's hurting and damaging the mouth. So if you think that's the problem, it's the stomach you treat rather than the mouth.
Yeah, and I can identify with all of that. I have one particular brand of toothpaste and it's the only one that I can use. If I change it all, I'll get the mouth ulcers. I do that oil pulling as well. I find the coconut oil because the taste is nicer.
Yes, absolutely.
I find the coconut oil great. Yeah, it's brilliant great. To do.
And you can put it in hard as well, Patricia, so it's not, and let it melt in the mouth.
Yeah, and then use it. It's terrific. And then about 10, 15 minutes, just to remember to do it more than anything. It's usually when my mouth starts to play up, I keep going, oh, I haven't done oil pulling in a while, and I'll do it. Okay, a question for Annalise, please. Would you have any suggestions for what to do about weak legs? One in particular can actually almost go from under this person. They have been diagnosed with osteoporosis. That's from Anne.
Okay, could be any number of things there, Patricia, really, and it might even be beyond sort of a nutritional issue. It could be more a structural issue. So a lot of people who'd have trapped nerves or spinal issues where the nerve is impeded going down into the leg would get a weak leg all of a sudden. It would be like the leg would go under from under them. And that is an issue with a trapped nerve where the nerves are not getting a good blood supply or whatever that nourish them. The other thing it could be there is a syndrome where your muscles are weak, and that will be a very common issue with that, whereas all of a sudden your muscles just give way and you can fall. So supporting good muscle health by having a diet that's got good quality protein in there in the form of lean meat, fish, chicken, eggs, all your pulses, nuts and seeds, That's very important to keep your muscles healthy. Magnesium is another one that's very important for the contraction of muscles. Calcium is another one very important for muscles as well. We often think of calcium and bones, but between calcium and magnesium, they play a huge role in nervous system function and the passing on of the nerve signal, but also in muscle contraction and relaxation. So have a look at those in the diet. You could also maybe use a magnesium rub to see if that was the issue, you know, make sure that there's plenty of magnesium in the muscle tissue of the legs. I find that the spray and the gel are very good because the gel particularly is very easy to apply. Iron deficiency could be another issue as well, Patricia. And then maybe it is an issue with bones. So for healthy bones, for osteoporosis and osteopenia, you do need calcium, which if you don't get it in your diet, you may need to supplement. But really important is vitamin D, vitamin K2 to get the calcium out of your blood onto your bones. And then things like maybe vitamin C, boron is important as well. So a good comprehensive bone supplement might help too.
Okay, hi. Question for Annalise, please. I recently had a C-section and I lost a lot of blood. Could Annalise recommend a vitamin to try to get energy levels back up?
Yeah, I'd definitely do something with iron in it if you've lost a lot of blood, because iron is very important to make your red blood cells. And also try and get one with a vitamin B12 and folate in it too, because again, they're very important for making blood. But it's, you know, a C-section will take an awful lot out of you and it does take time to recover as well. You probably are better off taking a multivitamin that is designed particularly for prenatal or breastfeeding, and then maybe taking an extra iron supplement on top of that. You could also, if you liked, just eat liver a couple of times a week, because that's one of the best, most nutritious sources of iron. And it gets into the system in the way that we can utilize it best. Or even just red meat, you know, make sure you increase that in the diet to get that into you. And then again, make sure you're very well hydrated, because if you're making, blood to replace the blood you've lost, you're going to need to be very well hydrated. And then I would say for anybody who is at a C-section as well, to make sure that you're getting plenty of vitamin C in the diet, and taking something like collagen might help that scar tissue heal better, quicker, and without less keloid scarring. Rub in a good vitamin E oil into the area as well.
Interesting when you mentioned liver. I got a flashback to my childhood. We used to eat liver, and my mother, Lord Marcin, used to make like an onion gravy with it and really creamy mashed potato, and it was just gorgeous. Do many people eat liver today?
Not anymore, Patricia. And if you
what
say liver to most people, I love liver.
Yeah.
And I love it exactly like that, fried in the pan with a bit of olive oil
and butter.
And
the smell when it's cooking is just gorgeous.
It's lovely.
Yeah, I wonder too. Let's throw that out. Do many people eat liver anymore? Let us know. Now we're back to COVID. Morning, Patricia. Could I ask Annalise, please, for advice on what I can start taking or doing to alleviate long COVID? I've gone from a relatively healthy 46-year-old woman who walked daily, was always active, to a 46-year-old woman who's exhausted all of the time. I'm depressed, I'm introverted, I'm wheezy, I'm breathless, even though I never suffered from any respiratory problems before COVID. I contracted COVID last October. God help her. It's shocking, isn't it?
Well, it's at the moment, Patricia, because so many people have COVID, we're seeing it a lot. So we've had a good experience now of what can work and what can't work. And that is the very extreme case of long COVID. And she's very unlucky, because generally, people get past that feeling after maybe 2 to 4 weeks and start feeling their energies come back. So I think if I start off, what I would recommend for people who are suffering from a bit of fatigue after COVID or any other viral illness, like there was another viral illness around, a bronchial illness around this winter that took an awful lot out of people. It affected the chest and caused a lot of bronchitis. So generally after a virus like that, to bring your energies up, we recommend either the Revive Active or the Source of Life Gold Tonic. Now, the Source of Life Gold is brilliant, but not available at the moment, unfortunately. It's out of stock with the supplier and has been for about a month. If you can get your hands on it, great. But otherwise, the Revive Active is great because there is about 7 ingredients that are specifically designed to improve your energy pathways in your tissues. So that's a great one for the post-viral fatigue. So I'd recommend that for everybody. Then if you're still struggling with your chest, I recommend 2 things. One is N-acetylcysteine. And again, this has become very hard to get. It's in quite short supply because it was a big COVID one and for preventing and treating COVID symptoms. And that is great for any kind of respiratory issue, especially if you're still very mucousy in your lungs. The next thing then is the Dr. Delish Clare Mucotone. So there's a few different things in that for the chest, if you're still wheezy. There's stuff that boosts the immune system, but also nourishes the tissue of the lungs. So that's another good one. And then the final thing I would say is something like olive leaf extract. So olive leaf extract is mostly kind of given as a natural antibacterial, antiviral, but there are so many other things. There's such strong antioxidant properties in it that it's great if there's kind of fatigue in cells. I think it supports that. And I know myself, whenever I've taken it for immune function to kind of get myself back on top, I always feel so vital. I feel like a great burst of energy on it myself. So that would be the full treatment and the full combination for somebody that, like that particular listener now. So we were talking there about either the Revive Active or the Source of Life Gold, N-acetylcysteine and the Mucotone if you still have residual chest issues, and the olive leaf extract.
Okay, Irene from Thurles says, just to let Annalise know, I took her advice and took the Source of Life Gold. After a month, I noticed a huge difference. I found mornings very tough, just always quite tired, lack of motivation. But the Source of Life Gold has really given me a boost. But it did take a month to kick in. And it does seem to take the month, doesn't it?
You know what, Patricia, it depends on everybody. Like if you're very low, it's going to take time for your system to recover. And that's what I think we all think, you know, that we can't be sick for very long. But a bad flu, and COVID seems to be worse in terms of post-viral fatigue, takes 4 to 6 weeks to recover from. And so sleep and everything else is part of that. So for some people, absolutely, they may even need a second month of it to really get themselves back going up and going again. I take it often as a tonic just for flagging energy, but I do find then for me it kicks in about, less than a week because I'm getting the boost from the ginseng straight away. But then you see my levels wouldn't be very low. So it's like everything natural medicine, you know, it's going to work brilliantly very quickly for some people, and some people are going to need more.
Okay, and final one, mucus. What would you suggest to get rid of mucus?
So it depends why the mucus is there. So if it's as a result of a cough or cold infection, then you can't beat the Dr. Clare Mucotone. It used to be called the chest and sinus blend, as you all well know in there, Patricia. You've tried it, hated it, but loved it at the same time. So that is fantastic for chesty mucus as a result of viral infection or cough and cold. But if you're producing a lot of mucus that's in a nasal drip, or if it's kind of all year round, then you're probably reacting to something allergically, and that's why you're producing so much mucus. So different things work well for that. IV thyme is great for kind of drying up mucus. Also, if it's an allergic-y type of mucus, you know, if it's worse kind of in summer months or coming into winter months when it gets very damp, so that could be either pollen or mold creating that allergy, then taking something like a natural antihistamine would work. Stinging nettle is very good. Quercetin, Quercetin, is also very good. And interestingly, actually, that quercetin product, Patricia, is being used a lot for post-COVID and long COVID, where a lot of people have got a lot of allergic sort of symptoms. So there's a lot of similarity between what they call mast cell activation syndrome, where people are very runny nose, very histamine-y all the time, and long COVID. So it does seem to be that something gets turned, heightened in a response after COVID. So if you're getting those symptoms, quercetin is a very good one, great for hay fever as well. Okay. And then finally, the plantago, if you feel it's a lot in your head or if it's in your ears, that's a great herb for that.
Okay, and you'll put up all of this on your website, healthhubstore.com, as heard on the radio. Thank you for that, Annalise.
Thanks, Patricia. It's in the blog section on the website.
In the blog.
We're looking at it.
All right, thank you for that. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.